you.
Okay, he's right next to me. He wants to hear me in stereo. Very long sentence. Yeah, it's very long sentence. So kishamitzian, as the Sefer Torah in Aron Kodesh. When you take up the Sefer Torah in Aron Kodesh, the nice ala teva, and you carry it to the teva, meaning to the what we call the bima. The Karim by Sham, that's how you read it. Nice and nice at Derech Tzafon. So you carry it the north way. That's to the right of the person carrying it. Meaning when he's facing the Tzibur, right? He turns around, the Chazon turns around, he's going to go to the north, and which is to his right. It's Masir and I say, Aron HaKodesh. What do you mean? Oh, yes. Yeah, so getting yeah, that's a big tumult. Okay, we'll get to that. When you bring it to the Aron Kodesh, nice and nice, the Derech Darim, you go from the south. I think what we do is seem to be incorrect.
Many people came out and started teaching.
What, you hold it the right way? Yeah, he's not going to discuss it. I thought maybe last year would. Let's wait and then we'll get. Remind me, yeah? When you bring it back to the Aron HaKodesh, nice and nice and dead of Dharam, you bring it to the south. It's even lahafsik, it's a Sefer Torah b'yad yamin. You have to hold the Sefer Torah in your right hand. U'mitzvah, I'll call Adam, sha Sefer Torah, over the front of Shilavo, I say, ad el ha-teva. This is another halacha that many people don't keep. It's a mitzvah to everybody to go with the Sefer Torah. You should be malavid. You should accompany it until the bima. It doesn't seem like we do this. What? Anyway, yeah, lachar passing by within 4 amos. I think it means within 4 amos. But anyways, that doesn't seem like we do this, right? You're supposed to accompany it. No, the people in the back of the shul don't have to do it, right? People on the back of the shoulder, and only the people that it passes, I think. Yeah, but it says in mitzvah, I'll call Adam Shasepet Torah over the fun of. I say, you want to say, how do you define over the fun of?
Once it passes you, you join it. You join the
Well, that's
line.
for sure. Once it passes you, for sure.
You join the line.
You're supposed to. We don't do it. We don't do it,
Some
but you're supposed to.
people do this, some people do it.
Yeah, but I'm saying maybe Ivor Lefanov also means that the whole shul should come to the front of the shul. I don't. That would be a little hard to imagine. Okay, Beis. So whoever gets an aliyah, he should wear a talis with tzitzis. Right. And he should go the fastest way. The reason why some people don't put on, I think, see them do not put on a talis, because if it's on Shabbos, they hold that Shabbos is considered a ice, and if it's in the Shacharis, so the tefillin is considered enough. I think that's the longest why to see them. So you don't need another. But if you didn't have tefillin on, if you didn't have tefillin on, it's covered. It's like there's something extra going on. I think that's what the Chassidim do. You should go the shortest route and go back with the longest route. And let's say it's exactly equal. You go up the right way and you go up the right and then you come down the opposite. You always go down the opposite. No, you go up to the right. Go to the right. I think so. You should go the fastest way. When you come back, you go around. You go that way, yeah. Yeah. Fine. In Schnell, fine. The person who gets the aliyah should wait by the bima until the person who gets the aliyah after him finishes his bracha, then v'yare ben gavra legavra, then go down between gavra legavra. Meaning, don't go down when he starts making his bracha. Wait for the next guy to finish his bracha, and that's when you go down. Right? Unless it's maftira for a ofra from, you're going to get bombed. So then maybe, and if you got shvi, so then get out of there. You know, most places don't. Yeah. Fine. Gimel, Pesach is Sefer Torah. If you open the Sefer Torah, and you look which part is going to be read, right? So kach pasuach, and you hold it open, pasuach b'shtei yadav, with both your hands, v'soger einav, and you have to close your eyes. Now, what's pshat that you close your eyes? Because otherwise, if you don't keep your eyes closed, it's going to look like you're reading the brachas are written in the Sefer Torah, which they're not. So some lean, put their head, some keep their eyes open and put their head to the left, some put their eye to the right. But one thing is for sure, you should not be looking in the Sefer Torah when you're making the brachas. Closing, you shouldn't do, because closing causes tzibura, because then he has to reopen. Although there are those that hold you should close it.
So the
To your left. Okay, now that's something. Yeah, right. That's. Why is the Bat Torah on the left? He's not going to discuss it. I don't think it's so important to put your head to the left. Well, I know, but I don't think in the thing of. He's supposed to be on the left. The Bat Torah is always supposed to be on the left because that's the way it was the Moshe Rabbeinu, right? I think so. Let's see. Let's see. Right? Don't say anything about kissing it. You should say the Baruch Hu out loud so that the tzibur hears it. The tzibur doesn't hear him. Even though the shliach tzibur heard him, they should not answer. I don't think people are makbid on this either. Meaning, if the guy that gets the aliyah says it's so low that only the chazan, only the Baal Torah hears him, and he says it out loud, you should not answer. You should just answer amen to the Baal Torah saying Baruch Hashem Baruch Ve'olam Ve'ed. Right? Oh well. What? Fine. Lach Hashanah Hakol Baruch Hashem Mavarech Leilam Ve'ed. Chayzer Ha'ilu Gam Kein Baruch Hashem Mavarech Leilam Ve'ed. Mavarech HaBaruch Asher Baruch HaBonu. Ve'en Alkohol Amen. Mesalek Es Yodei Asmalis. Right? And then you take off your left hand. Ve'ech Es Sefer Torah B'Shasa Kriya Rak B'Yamina. And you should hold the Sefer Torah in your hand with only your right. HaKaira Kaira. So the Baal Kaira is the one that reads it out loud. And he, the one who gets the aliyah, should say it along with him quietly. So Baal Kaira told me that most people don't do this. Is that true? I thought most people do read along with the Baal Kaira. I don't know. I think Baal Kaira told me, you know, I should text it out in the halacha text because people don't read along with them. I don't know. I thought people do. So if they're trying to do the Mavasev fast, they ain't a car was trying to look. Yeah. They ain't a kairik Mishra, and the Balkaira is not allowed to read Piatsivits. But he shouldn't start reading until he says Amen. Same thing what we said by Chazor Sashatz. You should not start the Amen until you shouldn't start the Amen. You shouldn't start the next bracha because there are the shots until the Amen is finished from everybody in the tzibur. Yeah. Right. Well, if it's too long, yeah. Everybody in the tzibur should have kavanah to listen well to the kriyas haTorah. Then after the aliyah, he goes and he holds the Sefer Torah with his left hand again. Meaning he's holding with both hands, the goyleloi, then you roll it closed, and then you make the bracha. Right? So it's unclear why do you roll the clothes. So the reason is, I mean, the reason you're rolling the clothes is because it's going to stay closed in between the aliyahs. Right? But I never got it clear why. I didn't work too hard on it. Why don't you make the bracha? And then when you're calling up the next aliyah, then close it. It's different than tzibura, right? Why do you not close it and reopen it by the first bracha? Because you don't want to have different tzibura, right? So here too. So keep it open by the bracha and then close it once he's calling up. I don't know. And then on the before aliyah also. Correct. 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 For the first prophet, does. Okay, I don't know. Dalit. Also left the Sefer Torah ba'atzmai aram. You're not allowed to hold on to the Sefer Torah itself with bare hands. El yoichse al yidei atalis, you should hold the talis. Right? Or hold it in amudim, meaning we put amudim, that's why we put them there. Right? But theoretically, you could have a Sefer Torah without amudim, and it's like a Megillah. If that's the case, then you can't touch it with your hand. Right, so they have this shmatas hanging there, yeah. Yesh machmir and shagam ba amudim, and there are those that are machmir, that even the amudim you should only hold with a talis. Right? Yes, it's all from the Yud Tes Kazeus in the Shabbat. Hey, the one who's getting the Aliyah and the Bakar have to be standing. But feel the rock also even just to lean on something is also the because he has to stand up beema. The same way the Torah was given with fear. We also have to when we're hearing the Torah, it's like hearing the Torah from Moshe Sinai. And therefore, you have to stand like that. Somebody who's weak, he's allowed to lean on something. This is talking about the one getting the aliyah. Yeah? Bye. The Shah, Shah, everybody has to stand now. See, you don't have to stand to that. The only thing you have to stand for is Baruch Hu. That you have to stand. Everything else you could sit. And Sfardim even sits for Baruch Hu. Right? Yeah. Those that are medaktik in mitzvahs are machmir on themselves, and that's the proper thing to do. But there's no reason to be standing bein gavra legavra. Yeah, fine. Zion. And Makar ba'atzim hu oyu l'tayra. Let's say the Bakar gets the aliyah. Zarech shiyamid achar etzla. You have to put somebody next to him. Shekashem shenit na tayra yidei sarsu. The same way the Torah was given through an interpreter, right? An intermediary. Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha'shalom. That's who that was. So we have to have somebody standing there as an intermediary. So that is interesting because this is what? It doesn't say both sides. It doesn't say both sides. It only says one side. And the side. So it's also talking about when he's a Kayin, with Kayin, because after Kayin, the guy from the previous Aliyah is standing there. That's two. That's true, but that's that. So the Mishnah Berurah is the one that brings down three. He says the Gabbai, the Balkaira, and the Oila. Right? Yes. The Balkaira and another guy, that's it. Yeah. Yes. Once the Balkaira starts reading, nobody's allowed to talk. Right? Even in Divrei Torah. Right? Now that's and that the Mishnah Berurah says also that that's even if somebody already heard Kriyas HaTorah. I mean, you can't sit in the Beis Medrash and schmooze like you're in Chaim Vashalom, All right, and you already heard laning, and you can't just sit in fruit. You got to get out of there.
So there's
So fruit
only
lane.
two people standing up there. Who calls out the Elias?
You don't need to have somebody up there calling out the Aliyah. You could have somebody calling it out from the back. I don't think it's. I think the reason why we want the guy by standing up there is he acts as the third guy. I think that's a shot, but in theory, you don't have to. Right? Dominican developers, three people. Dominican is three people. Well, Shmuel says three people. Anyway, so it says about Philo and Gavra Gavra, even between Gavra and Gavra. They don't, right there. Well, also, lots of this is another halacha that's very important to know. It's also lots of this Knesses. Right? You're not allowed to leave shul when they're reading the Torah. Right? Even making Aval Ben Gavra Le Gavra, Shasefer Torah Le Guleles, Yochal Lotzeis the Tzara Gadol. Right? When the Sefer Torah is closed, you're allowed to go out, but the Tzara, only for the Tzara Gadol. So in the middle of an Aliyah, you can't leave. In between Aliyahs, you could leave, but only for the Tzara Gadol. If not a Tzara Gadol, you can't leave. Okay, we'll stop there. Everybody should have a fine night. I thought you said pet. That's a test. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Sorry. Test also. What?
Between the two, that's the same. That's all like being able to.
I don't know. I don't know. He wants to know. He's asking if when you have two Sifrei Torah, so when they're both wrapped up, so that is that called Ben Gavra LeGavra, or is that's a recess? I don't know. Okay, Tess. So Tess, because Shigesh Kohen Beis HaKnesses, when there's a Kohen in the shul, Zrichin, Likrois, Isaac, Tfilah, you have to call them up first, right? The Kohen gets the first Aliyah. But Tfilah, who Am Haaretz? Even if the Kohen's in Am Haaretz, Elashu Adam Kasher. But he's a God of Kasher. Who called him a Fulu Tamad Chacham? He comes first, even before a Tamad Chacham, which is not so Pashit. From the Gemara, it sounds like the Tamad Chacham should go first, but the minig is that even an Amoritz Kohen goes first. If you have a Kohen, right to Limchol Lemaani. Even if the Kohen wants to be Michael, it doesn't help. Bachar a Kohen Karen Levi, and after the Kohen, we call a Levi, Vimein Sham Levi, and when there's no Levi, Karen is a Kohen, Asher Olam and Kohenai, then you call up the Kohen that just went up, you call him in the place of the Levi, but I'm the Kohen Levi. And you say he's a Makom Levi. Right? Meaning the reason why you have to say the Makom Levi is because if somebody walks in and sees the Kohen being called up as a Levi, they're going to question his Yichus. Right? So therefore, you say the Makom Levi. I don't know. The main kohen the base of Knesset. If there's no kohen, karmel mekayim Levi or Yisrael, you can call a Levi or Yisrael. But Yesh Lukras says a Yosef God of the Torah shenim tisham. You should call up whoever's the biggest in the Torah. Ayin Magen Avraham Sim Kupla Mehesiv Katan Zayin. Right, meaning that here, there, the Magen Avraham says that you give it to the most learned, not the oldest. That there's no Kayan here, then the Levi become Kayan, or Yisrael will become Kayan, or Yisrael in the place of the Kayan. Right? Because again, you don't want to think that anybody, that all of a sudden this Yisrael became a Kayan. When Kari Yisrael will become Kayan, ain't Kayan Achor of Levi. If you call up a Yisrael for Kayan, then you cannot give a Levi. Right? Because here we're afraid that they didn't hear the announcement. Right? And then they call up, so they're going to think that the first guy was a Kayan if a Levi gets it. No, meaning if you call up a Yisrael b'mekayim Kayan, then you can't call a Levi because somebody might have missed the b'mekayim Kayan, right? And he's going to see that this guy's a Levi. And you say, oh, so if he's a Levi, then the guy that got the previous Aliyah must be a Kayan. Right? Even though you announced the b'mekayim Kayan. Right? Okay. Now, also the Mishnah Berurah brings that you shouldn't call up two Leviim. Right? If you called up a Levi for Kayin, don't call up another Levi. All right? Because then they might think, what's second, what's going on here with the Leviim? Yishuv Shekulam Kehanim Leviim. What are you going to do if you have a Yishuv that's all Kehanim Leviim? Yasu Shelas Chachamet. You have to ask a Shelas Chacham. This comes up sometimes when, a lot of times families go on, yes, when they have a, when they're, well, there you have Yisrael, but sometimes you have family go on a retreat and they're all Kehanim. So there's one poor son-in-law who's not a Kehanim. So he's stuck in between the Kayin and then back to the Yisrael and back and forth. Anyways, yeah. All right. Tigers and everybody. Have a fine night. That's two fine nights. Penny, that makes up for the other fine night that I missed. I don't know if it's a theme. I don't Well, you don't really have to. Depends how long it's going to be, how long the Aliyah is going to be, how long is the term. No, in Sulitz, they cover right during the bracha. Most other places, you don't want to cover it by the bracha. You don't want to say the Torah. Because you're making a bracha on the Torah, you know why you're covering it. That's true, but it's you close the Sefer Torah and you're making a bracha on the Torah. Yeah? I don't You know, when you're making a bracha on something, you don't keep it covered. I don't know if it has to do with the same point that's about the Lech Mishnah. Huh? But still, the Torah is still in front of you. No, but you don't, you uncover it. I think. Yeah.